The International Criminal Court handed down its first sentence on Tuesday, imprisoning for 14 years a Congolese warlord convicted of using child soldiers. Thomas Lumbanga was convicted in March of recruiting and using children in his militia, sending them to kill and be killed during fighting in Congo's eastern Ituri region in 2002. Meanwhile, Congo's newest rebel group has retreated into the mountains of North Kivu, retreating from areas it seized over the weekend. The spokeswoman for the Red Cross in Kinshasa, Krista Armstrong, told Charles Collins the latest fighting in eastern Congo is heading to civilians fleeing the area, some of them into neighbouring Uganda.
The fighting of the last few days has mean a lot of people have been displaced. Speaking specifically of the areas Hutchuru on the border with Uganda and for the Ganranda. So a lot of people have been displaced from across the border into Uganda. There's been a lot of some families mostly haven't been separated, but the impact has been very large these last few days. However, there sort of seems to be a quiet return of some families back to where they came from. So it remains precarious, and it's still, the fighting is not new. It's been going for the last few months. Some people are remaining on sites where have displaced. So there's also concerns for their health and longer-term well-being, which is also why, for instance, there was fears of a cholera epidemic starting. There were cases that were confirmed. So in that case, we supported the hospital to truck some water to some of the sites which never got a proper water system to prevent its spread and to support the hospital locally with regarding that. But the situation is ongoing. It still remains precarious. However, hopefully, if the security will return slightly so communities can return to some areas.
Speaking about children, are there any particular concerns for children in the area?
Well, I think in that area, yes, the concerns will be those that are related to precarious conditions, poor shelter for those who are displaced in those situations. But I think there are also strong concerns in other parts, not related to this particular last few days of fighting, but fighting that's been ongoing and very indiscriminate for the past few months. We've had instances where children have been targeted directly in the fighting, haven't been spared. As I say, this is not the situation in the recent clashes that have been reported, but in other areas, more remote areas, where armed groups have been fighting amongst themselves and where children and families and mothers and elderly have not been spared. So I think the impact for them is they're first of all amongst the victims, amongst the wounded, also amongst those who are separated, who may have seen their parents killed in front of them. This is obviously speaking again of these other areas. So there's a very important trauma related to that. Now, returning to the recent clashes, as I say, the concern is really about their very precarious conditions. It's important to see, assess the needs of the families of the children as well and see what can be done in the immediate term to ensure that they have the essentials, food and shelter and medical care. And I guess in the other areas, there's also fears that perhaps some will turn towards armed groups in the longer term, but that's another dynamic.
And what about what's being done, especially with the ICRC?
In the area of Rutshuru, which is the recent clashes, the ICRC and the Congolese Red Cross have evacuated the wounded. So they've evacuated this weekend 32 wounded from the areas where the fighting occurred. Amongst them are 31 military and a civilian. They're also supporting the hospitals, notably in Goma, with taking care of the war wounded who are there or coming in, and also with medications, with war wounded stabilization kits. And that support is ongoing. We have teams that are on site since they've been on site this weekend, and they repaired, for instance, some of the water conducts. They're currently repairing the water conduct to Huangabo Hospital. That's where there was a cholera cases that started to emerge. So in order to prevent further cases, they've also been water trucking water to that area and to those sites. We have multidisciplinary teams, so teams of evaluating the humanitarian conditions of people who are displaced or those who are returning in the areas where the fighting occurred. So we'll get a bit more information in the next few days regarding what we can do and further than what has happened so far.